Hey, I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. Now, recently, I caught up with the cast of Disney's Elemental, Mamadou Assi, who plays Wade, and Leah Lewis, who plays Ember. Here we go. So, hey guys, thank you so much for chatting to me for Fun Kids.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations on the film. Obviously, it's a smash. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Am I right in hearing it? Did you audition for 6 hours to get this part?
You are right. You heard the grapevine correctly. I auditioned for... So we had a couple rounds on Zoom, and by that point, I definitely thought that I had botched it because there was one scene that I couldn't get emotional in. I just, like, something was blocking me that day. I was at my family's house, and Peter had me do a family scene, and I was like, like, it's all too close. Mm. So when they called me in for the audition in 6 hours, I was like...
That's a long time. Yeah.
I was like, that's a whole day's of work. But I was like... excited to be at the Pixar Studios, excited to do something like this, because I've never done anything like this for voiceover. Like, I usually, like, am in my pajamas with a microphone in my closet with pillows all around me.
So dream job.
Literally dream job. So to get to go in there, and then even by the end of the 6 hours, like, I was just so proud. But then so casually, they were like, Amy would like to offer you the role of Ember Lumen. And I just, like, broke down. Mm. Like, it was unreal. Like, that never happens.
Well, I think if I was you, I'd be like, yeah, quite right. I've done all the work right now. I deserve that. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've played a shift, actually. Yeah, you're welcome. And so did you guys record together or did you record separately?
No, not once. Well, we did a mock recording session, but we never worked together in building the film, no.
No, we mostly worked with Peter Sohn, our director, who's also a voice actor and just incredibly detailed and imaginative, so it really helped kind of fill in the blanks for us.
Right. And did he have, like, bits of water and ice and some fire around the building to get you in the zone, or did you just have to...
Yeah, he did, no.
Just set the building on fire.
Just, right, just a safety hazard for everyone.
Just for fun.
I mean, it would add some jeopardy to the recording, right?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
It'd certainly, like, raise the stakes, that's for sure.
For sure.
There was lots of water, though.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
get
that's
you
true.
Yeah,
good.
We were for sure.
Chugging water. That's true.
Because in the film, obviously, your characters can do some amazing things. You know, make rainbows in glass. What kind of one thing would you love to be able to do that your character can do?
Oh, I mean, to survive underwater indefinitely is a pretty amazing. I mean,
I'll give you that. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
I'm still kind of jealous of the way that he can do that. But since we're talking about Ember, I love that she can turn sand into glass. Hmm. The amount of things I would do with that, I'd make clothing, I would make a house, I would start a business, I'd make buildings.
Glass clothing.
Check it out, tailored to your body and yours only.
Well, I mean, little what? Stained glass situation happening. Yeah,
maybe it's more of a sitting down outfit.
Okay.
Or like a you don't move around outfit. I don't know. I feel like I would try to do something. Maybe, okay, glass shoes.
Very Cinderella vibes. Okay. Yes. No beach is safe near you because it would all just go to glass immediately.
Yeah, tempered glass shoes we can work with.
I can make iPhone screens.
You can make, unlimited iPhone screens.
I think we're all in the wrong business. We need to be making more glass in our lives. Oh my
what
God.
What am I doing? I'm quitting acting.
I'm off to be a glass maker. Now, at Fun Kids, we have lots and lots of listeners who sent in questions. So I thought they'd be more interesting than my questions, to be honest. So I've got some of the questions now.
So cool. Thank you, guys.
So Huey, age 9, said, which of the elements is your favorite? Mine is earth, because then everybody would live on me.
Oh, which is fair enough. That is really sweet. That really
I love
sweats
that.
Me. Wow, okay. That is... What's Huey 9?
Huey, age 9, yeah, Which element would you want to be?
Huey, age 9, this goes out to you. Yeah. I agree with you. I would be earth as well. I think that's incredible. Hmm. We could grow things. We could help climate change. We could do a million things as earth.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Me and Huey.
But I think I'd go with, it's tough. It's so hard. I'd probably go, air. I want to fly.
Wire.
I want to fly.
I really felt the pain in your voice there.
Yeah, because it's like water is the practical answer.
Sure, yeah.
But the dreamer answer is air.
The dreamer.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. I think I'm with one. Yeah. Sam, age 10, said, what would help you more if you were a superhero? Unlimited fire or unlimited water?
Unlimited water.
Unlimited fire.
I guess they're both on brand for you. You kind of have to say those answers.
Wait, why water?
Well, you can save lives with water. I mean, especially if you can control it. You can
walk on water too.
You can do so much. There's also so much that's unexplored in the oceans, and you could probably do something about all the plastic in it too. Huh?
Ooh, but also, fire can be like sustainable electricity as well. And I do like that route. So we're not saving people, but we are saving electricity.
But also, you know, water crises all over the world. You can solve those pretty easily with water.
And we can cook food with fire.
But you can cook food anywhere, can't you?
But not with water unless you have fire boiling underneath it.
Fire's an unlimited resource. You can just make, I can get some flint together.
Actually, that is true. Okay, water.
Okay. I mean, I love this because Sam, age 10, did not expect that philosophical debate happening.
Yeah, we figured it out.
But, man, we're on it. We're on it. Okay.
We could have been here another 10 hours.
It'll be like an extra podcast later. Poppy, age 7, said, what is the best bit about making a film?
There's so much.
It's really hard to... honestly, everything.
We'll do three.
Okay. Yeah. Our director and producer are just, like, lifelong friend. I love them. Like, we love them.
Okay. So Christmas is together. Lovely.
Yeah, right. I'd like that very much, actually. Yeah. It'd be a good time. You got one?
I mean, I really got stuck in that one.
I get it. No, I get
it. I mean...
They're really the best.
Okay, that's cool.
I think storytelling.
Right.
Yeah.
Getting to... tell stories that you believe in and also just see how people receive them. That's really what makes stories come to life. And like, even just hearing people's appraisals of this movie, mm-hmm. it has made it that much more meaningful for me.
Yeah.
Giving people, including yourself, something to hold on to.
That's nice.
That's
let's do four. Let's do four.
Okay, let's do four.
Because I'll do one, you do one.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. And then, there's something about people doing their best that I find really inspiring. And everyone at Pixar put their hearts and souls into this movie for 7 years.
7 years?
7 years to make this movie
possible. 7 years.
Oh my God.
You see in the big screen, you'll understand why. It's never been done before. I find it so inspiring when people have that kind of dedication and talent and put it all into one singular focus. I think that willpower is so moving.
Sure, yeah.
But also the kindness with which they did it, the love and tenderness that they all shared amongst each other with us. It's I wish everything was like this.
Wow.
I really do.
I don't have much to add to that. I mean, the fact that you talked about the openness and vulnerability, like...
Sorry.
No, the fact that we're playing with emotions, which in our regular lives, we don't always get to just wear our heart on our sleeve every single second of the day. Not everyone. But to be a part of something where everyone is in the mood of inspiration and just genuine, like, love for what we do, that really has propelled me through this. And, like, there's no greater gift.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I bet your cast reunions are going to be amazing when the cast and crew get together.
Oh, we're having a cast dinner and then karaoke.
We're going to karaoke.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to ask, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Twist and Shout.
Immediate. Okay, good. Yeah.
Rolling in the Deep by Adele, but I can't sing that right now
because
I
lost the emotions. All right, okay.
It's a club banger. Like I love that. I mean, it's a great song. Sorry, these are kids watching.
No, it's a classic song. I'm not going to debate that one, not at all. And Archie, aged 8, says, "Are you similar to your characters?"
Yes.
Okay. I'm insanely similar to my character and his character Wade as well.
Yeah, and likewise, I'm very similar to hers as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this was lovely. You came from a place of like you knew what you wanted to put into the characters before you got them on screen. Yeah.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, it was like, I know this guy.
And finally, the question that I would ask you is, if our listeners haven't seen the film yet, what one thing would you tell them to look out for? Like a little Easter egg that nobody else will be looking for unless they've heard this interview.
There's so many that
What's your favorite bit?
Oh, man.
We just learned a couple of these yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something from Elio in this, which is an upcoming Pixar film.
Right.
There is also a certain character that is Doug the Dog from
Doug.
Up. And you'll have to find which character that is and which element. But he's in there, but as a different element.
Right, okay.
Just pay attention to everyone. Like, obviously there's... You're going to have to watch it more than once to even pick up on it. We've seen it 5 times.
There's a lot.
Great.
But when you're watching the side characters as well as like the main characters, you see things that are going on. It's really fun.
Everyone's kind of in their own little world. Actually, Peter did mention throughout the whole movie, there is a couple in the background that has an argument. And then they like get back together at some point in the film, and then you see their love story in the background.
Yeah.
But you really have to be looking. Like I did not find that.
Yeah,
Okay, well, I'll have to watch it again, guys.
I've seen it 5 times. I didn't notice. I got to watch it again, too.
Well, let's watch it together. We'll go and check out this couple in the background. Yeah, it's
the cinema.
Guys, thank you so much for chatting to me, and thank you for answering our listeners' questions as well.
Thank you. That was so cool.
It was fun.
Oh, my goodness. I love chatting to them so much about Elemental, and I think they love the questions I asked as well. They were so lovely and kind, and just honestly, go and see the film. It is properly brilliant. And of course, if you loved this podcast and you wanted to find out more about TV and film releases, check out Stream It. That's our podcast where we give you all of the goss about what's going on at the moment. See you soon.